guests is our returning champion, Alice Conkright from Tempe, Arizona. Stand by to see Alice play for a dune buggy valued at $6,100. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo valued at $30,895 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Hi, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Well, Jay was talking about over $100,000 in cash and prizes. Well, over $145,000 right now. And a young gentleman got very close to all of that on our last show, but this lady came on strong to beat him and become the new champion. Alice Conkright. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jim.
Again, our congratulations, because you defeated a fine champion who had been with us for some time. You won, as a matter of fact, you won handily, $120 you've got now. You decided not to take $3,000 in shopping spree cash, so you need a win and $5 more, and you can have that dune buggy, and of course, a lot of other wonderful things. I didn't get a chance to ask you, Alice, what do you do for a living?
I work as a librarian at South Mountain Community College in Tempe.
Well, it's obvious you read a lot of those books yourself, because you are a very bright lady. All set to go again?
Yes.
Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hello. Who knows, Alice could go all the way to the top.
That's right. That's right. She might be the next one to do it, and there's a lot at stake. Now, cash jackpot's at $72,000.
Ooh, would I love to have that.
Yeah, who's greatest?
This challenger is a show business computer authority, originally from Marion, Ohio. Give a big hand to John Bornholt.
Hello there, John.
And next, this challenger is trying to perfect an American institution, originally from New York, New York. Say hello to Myrna Fine.
Hi there, Myrna. See you a little later with some missing bargains, Summer. Myrna, you are trying to perfect an American institution. What is that?
Well, my husband and I are busy in our kitchen every night trying to design the perfect chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that's definitely an American institution. Who knows? You might have a business there, right?
We hope so.
All right, good luck with that. Good luck here. Nice to have you here. John, a show business computer authority.
I'm a computer consultant by trade, Jim, but I also set up computers on movie sets. And I set up all the computers in the squad room of Beverly Hills Cop, for example.
Oh, that sounds like it's
yeah,
a lot of fun.
It's great.
Good to have you here. I hope you'll enjoy your stay here with us. We'll start all three of you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. And this question gets you going. Name the deep-voiced singer who gave us Folsom Prison Blues, Alice.
Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. You're right for $5 on the plus side. You go to $25. Name the principality that is ruled by a prince. Myrna?
Monaco.
Named Renier III. Monaco is right. Myrna anticipates beautifully. She knows the 25 as well. What holiday is celebrated every October 31st? Alice?
Halloween.
Yeah, it's not a legal holiday, but it's a holiday nonetheless. Alice goes to 30, back in the lead. Traditionally, a bride is supposed to get something old, something... Alice?
Something new, something borrowed, something blue.
I was just going to ask for the color. You gave him the whole thing. You're right for another $5. Alice to 35. Former superstars of this sport were Bobby Jones... Alice.
Golf.
Sammy Sneed and Ben Hogan. Golf is exactly what it is. And Alice hits the $40 mark. Well, Alice got a $15 lead. Great time to have the lead because a player in the lead, when an instant bargain comes up, can buy bargain merchandise. Alice, as I say, you've got a $15 lead. Sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Alice, can we interest you in this?
Alice, raise a toast to the good life with Sven Jensen of Denmark. Elegant, mouth-blown, and hand-cut crystal in the Scandinavian tradition. High quality and classic design. From Sven Jensen of Denmark. This gorgeous stemware is normally priced at $519. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Aww. Isn't that nice? Didn't I see you two on top of a cake someplace? Now, it is wonderful stemware, Alice. It's $5 all it would cost you, $519 worth. Now, I remember on the last show, you got the lead, but you didn't want to buy any instant bargains because you were pushing that champion. I think you were a little nervous about it. Now you're the champion. Buy the $519 worth of stemware for $5, you would still have a $10 lead. Now you can relax and buy. Going once, going twice, no sale. Oh, even with a $15 lead, doesn't want to buy. Back with this. Name the phenomenally successful young filmmaker who directed Alice.
Steven Spielberg.
That's silly. Raiders of the Lost Ark, I was going to say, and she's right. Steven Spielberg, it is. Alice goes to 45. Great anticipation. In what state can you visit the majestic home of the Redwood Sequoia? Alice?
California.
Sequoia National Park, California it is. And Alice is the $50 mark, $25. Myrne and John, getting it going. She is very quick. What great war was the setting for Ernest Hemingway's immortal tale, Alice?
World War I.
Of course she's right. A farewell to arms, I was going to say. World War I it is. Time now for the Fame Game. The player is playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. Rather long question. Buzz in when you know the identity of a famous person. I am a comedian, born in Brooklyn about 1935 with the last name Malinsky. I started in show business in 1960. I claim that as a child I was so fat I was my own buddy at camp. John.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers said that. You're right. John. You've got the control and a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You'll get what is behind whichever number you pick.
I say five.
And behind number five, we have $400. Our pick again.
Well, John, you are trailing right now by a bit. You're a 20. Alice is a 55. An opportunity to put $400 in your pocket.
I actually have a few bills that need paying, and I think I will take the money.
He's going to. That's your first opportunity to buy. Not a bad idea. So John puts $400 into his pocket. That's his to keep, no matter how he finishes in the game. We will be back to the game, and I may finish a couple of questions if Alice lets me right after this. Well, Alice Conkright already has the $55 that she needs for that dune buggy worth over $6,000. Of course, she must win. Right now, she's got the lead. 55, Myrna 25, John at 20. Back with us. In the mid-60s, New York's Idlewild Airport changed its name, Myrna.
To JFK.
That's what they did. John F. Kennedy, JFK Airport. You're right. For another five. According to the great song from Music Man, there were bells, Alice?
There were bells, but I never heard them ringing.
Till there was who?
You
is what we wanted. And Alice takes a backward step. First time in a while, she loses $5 for the incorrect answer. What was Dwight D. Eisenhower's unusual, Mrs. Dwight D. Alice?
Mamie,
yes indeed. All I had to do was get the Mrs. in there and Alice knew what we were talking about. We got the fly right back. Name the English author who created the fictional spinster detective Jane Marple. Alice?
That was Agatha Christie.
It was indeed Agatha Christie. Alice hits the $60 mark. Alice, you haven't wanted to buy up to now. Now you have a $30 lead. Couple of youngsters at home, they come home with messes, right?
Yeah. Take
a look at this.
Alice, here's an idea for clean living. Frigidaire's top-of-the-line laundry pair. The washer has a big 18-pound capacity, variable washer, water miser control, and a new Halo spray fill system. The dryer includes an extra wide door opening and four temperature settings from Frigidaire Appliances. Here today, here tomorrow. This pair is normally priced at $880, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Now, Alice, you like the washer dryer.
I have a 23-year-old washing machine.
Well, that would
be... I got it when my daughter was born.
Now we can talk. $880 worth of appliances cost you just $10. You haven't wanted to buy up to now. If you bought them, you would still have a $20 lead. I will make it over a $1,000 bargain by giving you $200 for soap, Alice, for just 10 bucks.
But my washing machine still works. It's old, but it's still
I'll
works.
Give you another 100 to go break the darn thing. Going once, going twice. No shell. Should have taken a busted Tempe and taken it myself. Doesn't want to buy. Back with this. In American history, name the actor who uttered the cry, Sic Semper Tyrannis. John?
John Wilkes Booth?
That's the man. The South is avenged upon assassinating Lincoln. John goes to 25. Name the Lerner and Lowe hit show which gave us such song, Alice?
My Fair Lady.
As Wouldn't It Be Loverly and I Could Have Danced All Night? Of course she's right. It's My Fair Lady. You're right. Alice goes to 65. What special name is given to the imaginary line which circles the globe? Alice?
The equator.
No, not this time. 23 and a half degrees south of the North Pole, that is the Arctic Circle. Quick anticipation did not work this time for Alice. She loses five. One of the defendants at the Chicago 7 conspiracy trial, Myrna?
Jerry Rubin.
Boy, is Tom Hayden going to be surprised when he comes home and finds Jerry Rubin with Jane Fonda. No, it's Tom Hayden who's married to Jane Fonda. And you lose five, Myrna. Sorry about that. From the belfry of which Boston church was the signal, Alice?
The Old North Church.
That's exactly what it is, yes. But if by land, two, and by sea, Alice has another five, yes. Talking about that with the signal, one if by land, two if by church, it's a little, two if by sea, it's a little known historical fact that if it was three lanterns, that would have meant that the British were coming by Greyhound bus from Newark. You didn't know that. It will be right back. Champion Alice Cartwright from Tempe, Arizona continues in the lead. It is Alice at 65, John and Myrna both at 25. And once again, the fame game, $15 money card up there someplace. We've added that, five before, ten before. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an American painter born in New York State in 1860. For many years, I embroidered pictures on canvas. Alice.
Grandma Moses?
That's who it is, Grandma Moses, yes. My goodness. Alice, with those eight numbers, which one looks good to you now?
I think I'm going to take number three for myself and my two children.
And behind number three, we have $500 in cash!
$500 in cold cash. Now, that's not a money card. That's cash. It goes right in your pocket. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. So a very good choice. Interesting with Grandma Moses, matter of fact, of all the paintings that she did, 25 paintings were done after her 100th birthday. That is very prolific. Back with us for all three of you. What general of the Union Army in the Civil War later went on to become president? John.
Grant.
Grant, that's right. Ulysses S. John in the second place at 30. Babbitt, Harold Smith, Dodge, Alice.
Sinclair Lewis.
And Dodsworth were all written by Sinclair Lewis. You are right. Alistair hits the $70 mark. Name the actress who made her film debut at the age of 19 in To Have and Have Not. Alice?
Lauren Bacall.
That's who it was. And Alice goes to 75. Now, Alice, you have a $45 lead, Alice. You haven't wanted to buy anything. Think of this.
Oh, Alice, here's a tropical delight, a trip to fabulous Hawaii. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a week's stay at the Kona Surf, set in tropical gardens, surrounded by bay, ocean, and a golf course, located on Hawaii's Kona Coast. Luxury rooms and island entertainment, furnished by Kona Surf Hotel. This wonderful trip is normally priced at $2,176. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$17. $17 it would cost. If we got you guys to spell cat along with that, we would have been in trouble. Alice. $2,176 trip to Hawaii. Have you been to Hawaii?
I have never been to Hawaii.
Oh, well.
Never.
And I bet you have no washer there either, right? Never been to Hawaii. I would like for you to buy something. You've got a big lead. Buy that for $17. You would still have a big lead. Well over $20. I think it's something like $28. I'm not exactly sure. I forgot what my math is. But, Alice, you haven't bought in 2 days.
Please.
Give you $100 in cash to go with it. Say no, Alice.
No.
No.
No, that's not enough.
$300 in cash.
Oh,
now, $2,476 trip for $17, you would still have a big lead. Going once, going twice.
I can't. More? No.
$500
no.
in cash.
No.
Going once.
No.
If I had offered her $19,200, $19,300, do you know, Alice, everybody in the audience said they would have taken that trip except you? Back with us. You're a cruel lady, Alice Conkright. Alice at 75, John at 30, Myrna at 25. I'm teasing. You've got to play the game exactly the way you want to play it. In mythology, the great hero, John.
Medusa.
Perseus managed to kill one of the ugliest women on Earth. You are right. Medusa it is. The ugliest woman on Earth. I'll let you write your own punchlines to that one, friends. You got another five, John. In which ocean is the island of Guam, Alice?
Pacific.
That's exactly what it is, and Alice hits the $80 mark. In literature, what was the name of Don Quixote's faithful, Alice?
Sancho Panza.
That's his sidekick, Sancho Panza. It is, and Alice at 85. Third and final crack of the fame game, and Myrna and Jal, I don't have to tell you, you might need that $25 money card if you're going to catch her. We're looking for a famous person. Buzz in. I was born in England in 1809. My grandfather was a noted physician and scientist, and I followed in his footsteps. I studied medicine and theology. And from 1831 till 1836, I served as a naturalist aboard the HMS... Alice?
Charles Darwin.
The HMS Beagle, you are right. It is Charles Darwin. And Alice again gets that pick of the board.
Jim, I will take number one.
And behind number one, we have cutlery. Cutco's complete 18-piece cutlery set featuring patented wedge lock handles, exclusive double D grind cutting edge. Quality American craftsmanship finished by Alkus Cutlery.
That's very luxurious cutlery, as a matter of fact. That is $535 worth of cutlery, perfect for cutting pineapples in Hawaii, Alice. Where were those big money cards?
Following the number nine, the number six, and the number four.
Well, we finish up the game with a speed round now. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Catch Alice time. Alice is at 85, John at 35, Myrna at 25. Good luck as we start the speed round now. What creature is the largest member of the cat family? John.
Tiger.
Right. Who replaced Pete Best as the drummer? Alice.
Ringo Starr.
Right. What do you race at a regatta? Alice.
Boat, sailor.
Right, right. What state is represented by the postal abbreviation WA? Alice.
Washington.
Right. According to the adage, what's the spice of life? Alice.
Variety.
Right. Name the European country whose national dance is the Highland Fling. John.
Scotland.
Right. We call them astronauts. What are they called, Alice?
Cosmonauts.
Right. Name the capital of the state of Tennessee. Alice.
Nashville.
What?
Nashville.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Yes. The Sino-Japanese wars were between Alice.
That's between China and Japan.
Right. Varieties of this creature include the gray, the blue, and the humpback. Alice.
Whale.
Right. Who was Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford? John?
Dulles.
Wrong. During World War II, what general made the promise I shall return? Alice.
MacArthur.
Right. Name the French author who wrote The Three Musketeers. Alice.
Alexander Dumas.
Right. What name of time is up? And with a big win, Alice Cartwright, again the champion. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. Secretary of State under Nixon and Ford was Henry Kissinger. They answered correctly. I didn't get a chance to say Russia, but they indeed are cosmonauts. And Pete Best replaced Ringo Starr as a drummer, of course, with the Beatles. Again, I didn't get a chance to finish it. Well, we've got to say goodbye to Myrna and John. And Myrna, I hope you had a good time.
Oh, yes.
We have the cash in front of you. Thank you so much for joining us. John, I'm delighted you got in there once with her and got that cash up there. So you've got $440 in cash, and I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
But Alice Cartwright, she's going back shopping again. The champion, come on up here. Well done. Alice, again, you just put it away in the speed round. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Adding another $135 to your previous total. Already a two-day total of $255. Very easily, you have enough to afford this. The dune buggy, which you've already seen, but you are just $5 away. You did so well. You're just $5 away with another win from this.
Lend an ear to luxury and to these beautiful earrings. The elegance of 18-karat gold inset with sparkling diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. These elegant earrings, normally priced at $7,500, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
So you are already at $255, so you're just $5 away from those earrings. So I don't think I have to tell you that on our next show, it is very possible that you could have a choice, because you are only $85 away from this.
Become the captain of your own ship with this beautiful speedboat. A sleek family runabout that's great for skiing or for relaxing cruises on the water. With lay-down seats for optimum sunning. Furnished by Ken's Boat Center. This speedboat normally priced at $11,820. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Just $340 will get you that beautiful boat. You're already at $255. So, as I say, you could possibly have a choice on the next show. Now, if you get to $640, and the way you're going, that would be possible, you'd have all the prizes we've got on the stage. $750 would get you all of the prizes, plus this. Jackpot is continuing to grow. So, Alice, right now, there is no choice as far as what you would take. If you wanted to leave us, you would buy the dune buggy and leave. Put your money in the bank. The diamond earrings and possibly the speedboat are, both of them, strong possibilities for our next show. You think about your decision, and we'll get that decision right after this. very bright champion, Alice Conkright. You've got $255, so very easily you can take that dune buggy and leave us with everything else you've bought along the way, except the trip to Hawaii you didn't buy, but I want to talk to you about that, Alice. Or you can put your money in the bank. You are just $5 away from those beautiful diamond earrings that Karen is wearing. You're just $85 away already from the speedboat. So, Alice, what's it going to be? Are you going to buy, or are you going to put your money in the bank?
Jim, I think I'll hold out for the earrings.
I thought she was going to come back, so we'll put $255 in the bank. We'll have another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $74,000 in that jackpot, and two new challenges to go against a tough champion next time on Tale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturers suggested.